Songs here at the beginning, and then we will go straight into announcements and I guess prayer time, and then announcements, and then Shane will be leading some songs. Then we'll have a discussion time after that, and then Conrad will lead some songs. And those, I don't know, I think our names are on the sheet you received in your mailboxes as being on this committee that has been discussing this and is now presenting it. So most of us on the committee are participating this evening. Anyway, so we will start with a couple songs. Fairest Lord Jesus is first. I think the verses are familiar to you. Maybe the fourth verse will probably be new to you. Let's have the sopranos sing the melody on verse 3, sing the words, and everyone else just ooh. When I was young, remember it was an insert in our hymnals a long time ago.
Glory to the Father of the King. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness in the beauty. day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trust.
Before I forget, let's have time for announcements, since I forgot it earlier. Thank you for that. I don't plan to say a lot during this time. I feel like I've talked about the hymnal often enough and given you details here and there over the months, and so I'm not going to give you the full load. But just to remind you of a few things that were in your letter, the letter that was in your mailboxes about this. This is the first time we're considering, as a church, getting a new hymnal without having the old ones worn out. So that makes this discussion different from the other ones, right? The other times, well, we have to get something. What are we going to get? Now, well, should we change or not? And so that's why I want to give time for discussion. And Laverne will be leading that time discussion. And I mentioned earlier this evening that John and I have started to compile a supplemental hymnal, and so, you know, kind of how that went, we decided not to include that. The main thing I would be disappointed about in that, if we don't have a supplemental hymnal, is that we were wanting to include a lot of choruses and some new songs, some new hymns that are new, I mean, that are just new for all of us. And that we thought would be beneficial for the congregation to learn. And also, for some of the choruses and things, we were planning just to include some of the texts, because some of the music isn't readily available, that sort of thing. But it would at least get us all on the same page for some of the choruses that most of us know, but maybe not quite everyone. But that is not in the new hymnal. So that's still a separate question if you want to do something about that. Several things that make this hymnal stand out from some others is that it includes a larger percentage of what I would call really, well, the good hymns that we like, the ones that we go back to over and over again in the church hymnal, that we say, boy, that's good song. If there's any hymn like that in the church hymnal, you will probably find it in this hymnal as well. It's that kind of hymnal. That was the philosophy of the person who compiled it, was that we wanted to be good, and we will have a lot of hymns and some gospel songs, but just a large percentage of songs that have either stood the test of time or are of the kind of quality that it seems like they will stand the test of time because of the text and the music put together. Anyway, so I think that's all the details I will give. And then if you have some more questions, maybe some details that you wonder about, you want more information on, you can ask that during the discussion time. But now I will let Laverne, there he is, take it over from here to lead in the discussion.
This way you can look in the eyes of those people for whom you've made this proposal, see, okay? All right, and I thought there might be questions I don't know how to answer, and so I'll have my reinforcements right here behind me. So I am grateful that that music and that singing is an important part of our worship here. I get the sense that it is a valued part, and I'm grateful for that, and it's worth putting some effort into. And so I'm grateful for both the leadership we've had and the participation that we've come to expect as being normal. You know, music in our service is something that everyone can do, and so everyone participates or can participate in the singing, and we have it in nearly every service. And so, I'm sure important that we give thought to the question of, is it time to change a tool? Now, you know, I mean, I look at the church hymnal as a tool, and it is it's a tool that has served us very well. And men, you know how it is with the tools. Sometimes you have a wrench that may be getting kind of worn out, but it works. It just feels right in your hand, and it works, and you'll just hang on to that thing for a long time. And maybe with some hesitation of letting it go or replacing it with a tool that is supposedly newer or better. And so it seems appropriate that we look at pros and cons of the proposal before us, and that would be that we would look at buying new hymn books. I suppose that most of you have read this. I hope you have. If any of you would like to have copies to look at or wish that you had it to review just now, we do have extras here. Is there anybody like that? Okay, let me just... here's a pack. Just if you'd like to have one of those, just raise your hand and John will... we'll get it to you. Keep your hands up. There might be a few on the back table yet if you don't have enough there, John. So let's just we'll just jump right in. What are some of your thoughts and comments and questions as you look at the pros and cons of replacing this hymnal? And anybody who sings can may be free to comment on the questions here this evening. Yes, Karen. Did we talk about that?
Nope.
I guess that's the first question we don't know the answer to. we've gotten a lot of life out of the the Search and Sunday School hymnal, haven't we? Was it now 30 years since we stopped using? What is the timeline since we used those? 30 or 40?
40.
How's that? At least 40 years, okay. So for the last 40 years, we've used the Church and Sunday School hymnals that were worn out when we So maybe we could use the church hymnal for another 40 years for the singings and special singspirations, you know, here at church. Yes, Danny. Okay. So that could also be a possibility for occasional Sunday evening youth group singing use. Okay. Maybe there's other ideas. Et cetera shop. Okay, well, we might be a little bit, well, okay, yes. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that might be a possibility. Brian?
I can't say where the church is at Arlington, but I do know that there are certain segments of the church that would have interest in the hymnals.
Oh, okay. As in being able to increase their supply, you mean?
They have Christian hymnals.
Oh, they have Christian hymnals. Oh, okay. Yes.
I can't speak to the church as a whole.
Okay. That wouldn't mind. Okay, being able to even add to that. Okay. Okay. Well, I think this is fair game for discussion. What do we do with books that aren't quite worn out? Yes, Harold. So, what's that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, David? Why don't you step up here?
I don't have the math on this. I asked John D. if he had a list of the songs from the church hymnal that he included, and he didn't have a list of just that. I'm guessing, since I mentioned this before, but the church that where John D. attends, they have sung all the way through the church hymnal and learned all the songs. And so he's compiling a new hymnal, and he knows he has to keep the ones his congregation likes. And so that ended up being about 2/3 of the church hymnal. And so I'm guessing if they liked it, we probably like it as well, and they would use more of the songs than we would. So the only one I know of, well, I know of several that have a different tune than the ones we have. So God Moves in a Mysterious Way is set to a different tune in this book. And Rejoice, the Lord is King is not in here. So I was disappointed about that one. But as I've thought of songs and looked them up, I haven't missed any so far. But that's why these songbooks are going to be sitting in the back, so that you can go look and say, well, what about this one? What about that one? And you go look it up and see if the songs that you know are in there.
Okay, thank you. And I guess as we're going, if we do end up with a survey, kind of thinking what kind of questions we should be asking in the survey based on what the discussion is here. Okay. What other comments or discussion would there be? Yes, Marv?
Does your committee bring a recommendation?
Yes, I think this paper brings the recommendation that we would consider moving to using the new hymnal. Yes, so that would be the consensus of the committee. Yes, but with that, I would also underline what we said here earlier, that we feel that group consensus is important, because if I mean I don't I don't want someone picking up a book every Sunday for the next 5 years and say, "Well, I didn't like the idea of singing out of this book." You know, we want to be together. We want to work together on this this decision. Hey, yeah, this is a good idea. This is what we want to do. So that's why we don't want to just sell a bill of goods, but we want to make sure that we're moving together on it, and we wouldn't and we certainly wouldn't move forward without a written ballot that would give the opportunity to say your mind and list concerns that would be associated with it as well. So. Yes, the cost. I get the $17.14 is still the current cost, the way you understand. Yes, $17.14 is what we understand the cost. It's $16 plus shipping, that comes out to $17.14 per book. Yes, Gary. Okay. Yeah, we'd probably need a few repeats. People might weary if we were singing just new songs, I guess. But yeah.
Which, by the way, I would be interested in. Would we have about half of them that we consider? Maybe it's on here. I've forgotten what it's on here. So about half that would be new, maybe, or less.
Well, yeah. In the paper. Well, how would. I guess, in the paper here, it said that John D. Martin says about 500 of the songs of my hymnal will be familiar to all but the most uninitiated Anabaptist singers. So, yes, we would expect at least half would just be very commonly known. And isn't also correct that there's about 500 or 600 out of the church hymnal that are in here?
About 400.
About 400, okay. Yes, Harold?
Is there a proposed plan to address the 39 courses that weren't included?
Oh, okay. Is there a proposed plan to address the 39 courses that were not included? I guess there wasn't. I was enjoying myself so thoroughly singing these songs that I'm ready to get back to singing here, just as soon as you all are. So, yes, Ollie.
There's probably a suggestion of how many songbooks we would need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were thinking possibly 185, based on what it would take to take care of the sanctuary here and some overflow was what we were thinking. So yes, the total cost would come to over $3,000. And yes, Marvin.
As an usher, I would say that we don't have any spare songbooks for using in the overflow.
Okay. So if you had like a dozen or 20, how many were figured for the overflow? Do you remember? It's been a while since we worked on that figure. I'm thinking 15 or 20.
Yes, 15.
Possibly 15 comes to mind is what we were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, David? Oh, okay. Yes, that would be could be appropriate. I didn't want to rush that, but the thinking was that perhaps if the group is ready, we could circulate a ballot and you could vote yes or no, and if the vote carries to do the hymnal, perhaps we could then allow contributions to that fund, determine then as to how soon we get it in place. And really, I don't think it would take all that much. Basically, if each family would donate the equivalent of two or three books, well, we would have what we need. So I don't think it would take long to get that together. But we thought that could be also a way of kind of assessing the desire for the books and let contributions guide the how soon we put it in place. Is that approach okay, or is there any, do you have any comments about that approach? Has it? Okay, all right, some approval here. And I for some reason, just have never been fond of these little supplements that get all crumpled up and in the book racks. I just, for some reason, they don't appeal to me. So, pardon me, but that's my bias. So, are there any questions or comments? I'll give each of you guys a chance to express yourselves. All right, Lyle's first.
I mentioned this as well. That when we'd order, since we're ordering so many, we get it cheaper. I think you can buy a songbook at Glenn's for $20 or $21 or something. And so this is a fair bit cheaper. So if any of the congregation would like to buy a songbook at the same time, we would just add that to the order and make a bigger order, and you could get it for the same price. So that's something to think about as well.
Now, is there a problem with sales tax if we do that?
Oh.
See, the church is tax exempt, right?
Oh, no, we're out of state. So that's
we're out of state, okay.
I was going to ask that question. Did he answer?
Yes, ordering out of state, he's saying there would be no sales tax.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Do you have anything to say, Jim?
Okay.
Sure, Connor? Shane? Sure, there's something.
I guess I'll give my sales pitch. As a song leader, I like having good songs to lead. I think that appropriate songs can very effectively set the tone for or provide an excellent cap to a message or to a service. I feel like we have been very blessed with the church hymnal. There are just an abundance of good songs in the church hymnal. I don't expect that I would lead every one of the 1,000-plus songs in this new hymnal. But the quality of the music, I think, is as good or better as what we have in the church hymnal. And as a song leader, I could get pretty excited about having that many more options to find the right song to fit the context.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yes, Marvin.
You used the analogy of songbook being tools, and I guess I would say that as if you look at these as tools, then we normally don't wait to see if we can raise the funds to buy the tools that we need, the tools that we need for the job. So I would
Okay. Well, I'm listening. Yes, Lester. Okay, all right. So you're still okay with just having one hymn. But, all right. Okay. Yes, David? No, I'm not closed to that, Marvin. I just $3,000 hit on the general fund will creates a few shockwaves. It's not that it can't be done, but it I like planning ahead a little bit, I guess. Yeah. Do you feel like there's been sufficient airing here to move forward with a ballot? Those of you who are ready for a paper ballot, would you raise your hand? Okay, those who are not ready, would you please speak up? Okay, all right. Thank you very much for your discussion. And the discussion does need to be closed. Bring your concerns to any of us, and we'll try to come up with something here the next several weeks that we can distribute, and we'll get back to singing. Thank you.
Another song I really like, and it's so expressive. Man of Sorrows, what a name, and also like the verse 3, guilty, vile, very expressive words. We're going to omit verse 2. And if we could, if there's not too much to remember, let's, for the last verse, hallelujah, holding the hallelujah at the end out, and what a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pray yet together. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the privilege of worshiping and song and honoring you and praising your name. I just pray your blessing on each person here as we go home tonight. May your presence go with us. In Jesus' name, amen.